Hallelujah. Greetings and good morning from Yorkshire in the north of England. This is me, James Glory, with a morning message for you, and one which you, if you are a Christian, if you are a Bible believer, you will find A, amusing, and B, possibly astonishing, and C, a great faith builder, because it proves some scriptures. Now, this morning on Radio 4, in the UK's flagship morning programme, the Today programme, they interviewed Professor Dawkins, Richard Dawkins, and as usual, his vitriolic attacks on Christianity started, and he announced triumphantly that an astonishing number of Christians could not identify the first book in the New Testament. Now next, I want you to hear what the interviewer, Mr. Fraser, next said. After, it is embarrassingly, cringingly, humorously bad for Dawkins, and as I've said, proves something in Scripture. Mr. Fraser said, Richard, if I said to you, what is the full title of The Origin of Species, I'm sure you could tell me that. Richard Dawkins replied, yes, I could. So Fraser then, bless his heart, hallelujah, said, go on then. And Dawkins said, and I quote, on The Origin of Species, oh God, on The Origin of Species, there is a subtitle with respect to the preservation of favoured races in the struggle for life. Hallelujah. Oh God, he said, oh God. He did not know, but did you hear how his heart ejaculated those words? Oh God. Now the Bible tells us in Romans that God has dealt to every man, not just some, but every man, a measure of faith. And Scripture tells us also that in the heart, God has placed a belief. Now, I don't mean to be with dodgy theology here, but almost like a homing beacon, even for the vilest offender, even for the most die-hard atheist. God has clearly stated that he has placed a little homing beacon. Hallelujah. Yes, he has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Is this the beginning of Richard Dawkins' conversion? The Bible also tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Richard Dawkins has been in countless debates and countless arguments with Christians over the years. He has probably heard more scripture than many preachers or many people who have sat under some fantastic Bible preachers over the years. Could it possibly be that his heart betrayed him before a national audience? Let me read the transcript again of what happened at that minute. Chris, remember, Professor Dawkins had just triumphantly announced that an astonishing number of Bible-believing Christians couldn't identify the first book in the New Testament. Here we hear Dawkins again on the attack, you see, once again triumphantly, violently attacking, wanting to shame, wanting to embarrass, wanting to humiliate Christians with his atheist religion, which atheism is a religion. It is a belief system. Yes, after saying that they couldn't identify the first book in the New Testament, again, the interviewer, Fraser, said, Richard, if I said to you what is the full title of The Origin of Species, I'm sure you could tell me that. And Dawkins said, yes, I could, confidently. Now, it's almost as if the Holy Spirit of God himself was at work in that room. Hallelujah. Because then Fraser, hallelujah, possibly prompted by God, but as a good interviewer, sniffing a story, he said, go on then. And Dawkins, he went on The Origin of Species with, and then he said, oh God. Yes, yes, he knew he'd been caught out. And what did his heart do? It betrayed him before a national audience. Hallelujah. As well as being hilarious, as well as being symbolic, it just shows that this militant atheist has quite possibly been touched. As I've said once again, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Dawkins has sat under, he has argued with and debated scores of Christians, as has possibly heard more scriptures than many other people. Could it be that his heart is starting to turn to Jesus today. Brothers and sisters, I suggest we stand on Isaiah 59:1, which says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear." Let us pray for Dawkins today. Let us pray that he will consider what he said. Maybe he will be frustrated now. Maybe he'll be humiliated. Maybe he will be embarrassed. But I, for one, I'm not going to make fun of him. I think it is humorous. I think it is symbolic. And I think it is, you know, extremely important today that we pray for Dawkins, because this could be the turnaround. This man, regardless of how Christians think about him, we should love this man. He is a lost soul, a hater of God. But with that little heart cry, "Oh God," he said the words, "Oh God." And yes, he may have taken the Lord's name in vain, but it was the fact that at that moment his heart recognized, "Oh God," that is highly important. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, God has given the measure of faith to all men. And if you are an atheist today, if you are in the religion of atheism, your big hero, Dawkins, has said the name of God. Will you follow him today? Father, I pray that you help Richard Dawkins to understand what he's done and what he said. Lead him to you, I pray, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What a great day. This is James Glory, Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you today.